Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The union representing Illinois corrections officers says inmate attacks against state employees have increased 50% since 2015. Members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union say assaults increased from 540 in 2015 to a projected 819 this year. ASME says the Department of Corrections is reclassifying violent inmates to lower security levels to save money. Those inmates are then transferred to medium-security prisons, which are less costly to run. Gladys Taylor is Assistant Director of Corrections. She says inmates are only transferred to lower-level security prisons when their progress and behavior warrants. Just last month, a guard at the East Moline prison was attacked by an inmate using a rock to hit her in the head. The field of Democrats running for governor of Illinois is a little less crowded. Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar emailed supporters today telling them that he's dropping out of the race. State House reporter Brian Mackey says Pawar's decision was primarily about money.
He put it bluntly, saying the only options he saw were taking on more personal debt or cutting staff, and he didn't want to do either. Pawar apologized to supporters for not having extraordinary wealth or extraordinarily wealthy connections. Just one of his opponents, J.B. Pritzker, has given his own campaign more than $28 million.
That was Illinois Public Radio's Brian Mackey. Pawar says he's not yet endorsed anyone else in the race for Illinois governor. Even though Augustana College has changed a great deal since he was a student, the role of trustees has not. That's according to John Morabito, the incoming chair of the Board of Trustees. Since his graduation in 1980, Morabito says the college has a lot more to offer in technology and facilities. But he and the trustees have basically the same responsibility.
Really what we're trying to do is the best we can, along with the faculty and the administration. We're trying to make sure that, you know, we provide a place and a community here that turns out well-educated, well-adjusted adults with great character and integrity and ready to succeed in whatever their next chapter is.
Prior to today's Board of Trustees meeting, Morabito held informal meetings with staff and students and answered questions about the college's endowment and how it's invested, the role of the Board of Trustees, and the importance of fraternities and sororities on campus. A man serving a life sentence for murder from Clinton County has died at an Iowa correctional facility. The Iowa Corrections Department says Robert Robinson was pronounced dead yesterday. He was 74 years old. Robinson had been serving a life term for first-degree murder from Clinton County. Authorities say he killed a car dealer named Tom Tagg. Robinson's sentence began in 1999. And after five centuries of division, Lutherans and Catholics in Moline will serve and worship together. This weekend, members of four Lutheran and three Catholic churches will celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Pastor Larry Conway from Moline's Trinity Lutheran says it's a first for the seven churches.
The whole idea started with Trinity and Sacred Heart. We had done joint Advent services together last year. Invitation came from Sacred Heart, and this spun out of that. Like, this was a good experience. Let's expand this to include the other congregations in Moline and take advantage of this 500th anniversary to do something rather unique and interesting.
On Saturday, Conway says volunteers from the Lutheran and Catholic churches will help Habitat for Humanity fix up and repair homes in Moline's Floreciente neighborhood. Sunday's panel discussion begins at 4 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, then walk in a processional to First Lutheran, where the worship service will be held at 5:45. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.